T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Breaking Phillies news here, Ben Livingston. Everybody's favorite relief pitcher, Ricardo Pinto, traded to the White Sox for that all-important international signing bonus pool money there, Ike. I know you're excited.
Oh, no.
So more international signing bonus pool money, which is actually important. And also, Cameron Rupp has cleared waivers and is now a free agent. So there you go. Cameron Rupp out. Officially out.
Man, that was really like sort of breaking news.
Yeah, no, it was kind of like a half-joking breaking news. Also, Abington High School, that was my, the high school, the town, I grew up in Willow Grove. Some of Willow Grove goes to Abington. The other half goes to, actually, Upper Dublin, but it goes to Upper Moreland where I went. They're renaming their high school Abington Schwartzman High School after a donor who donated $25 million. Hmm. So they're changing the name of a public high school that people pay their school taxes to after a guy who donated $25 million. I don't know how I feel about that.
You don't have to say that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is that on my board, too?
You're going to take that and make that a
drop. He just said that.
Oh, no.
I like that. That's good. Yeah,
he did donate $25
million. Yeah, well, donate $25
million. Okay.
Why do you have to have the school named after you?
I donated $25
million. Okay, well, so you're donating $25 million not for the actual act of donating $25 million, because it's a good thing to do. You're donating it so you get your name on a high school?
Well, is that part of the package?
But $25 million, John, that could really help the students.
I'm like,
you're saying
yeah,
they should say no
about?
To the money just yeah. so they can keep their school? Anyway, who cares if it's named after Abington?
So what's it going to do for the students?
They name these schools after everybody.
What do you think it's going to do for the students? Like this year,
well,
what do you think it does for the students?
$25 million.
Wait, so what's
tell,
it?
All the ask the students. Tell the students.
So they get newer pencils,
and one of them will win $25 million. They will all support it.
All right. Well, there you go.
Like $25 million. How many students are there at Abington High School? Like maybe 1,500.
Probably. You went to Cheltenham, right?
So you're basically donating. Like what are you talking about? Like
so, Chick-fil-A Cheltenham, Chick-fil-A Cheltenham High School. So in other words, just opening up the corporations too. Let's be the 76ers and start it off with putting StubHub on the Sixers uniform, which by the way I was fine with. So let's do Chick-fil-A Cheltenham High School.
You are donating like $1,200 a student. That is amazing. Just give the students the money and they'll be like, all right, that's cool with us.
Well, how about giving me a rebate? Yeah, Chick-fil-A Cheltenham High School. Why not? There was Chick-fil-A downstairs today in the lobby. That's
what
they were selling.
At John Marks High School.
Missed
how about
Chick-fil-A?
That?
You missed it.
Damn.
Yeah, you missed it.
John Marks High School. There should be an Ike Reese High School.
We had some good food here today. Where was the food from today? I forget.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Missed it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, fingers, wings, and other things.
I ate all the food you were supposed to have.
Oh.
I went up for quadruples.
Bacon wrap, mozzarella sticks.
So, Ben Livingston from Chick-fil-A Cheltenham High School. It's ridiculous. If you want to donate money, if it's important to you to donate $25 million for the students, for the township, for the kids, then donate the money. You don't need your last name on the high school. How much of a freaking egomaniac do you need to be?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. They do it with stadiums. They even do it with train stations.
Million. I donate $25 million, I'm getting a name on that building.
Well, he already has the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And like Temple, for instance, the Fox School of Business, everywhere in every college, there's money donated, and they get a building, they get
exactly.
this, they get that.
Exactly.
Or whatever. Yeah, but it's not that you're not naming it. Let me think of it. Give me another name. Give me a business or give me a name. It's Temple University. You're never going to sell the name of the university.
Yeah, it's not going to be McDonald's University.
It's ridiculous.
Well, it's like New York Red Bulls.
I can't believe this Schwartzman guy literally is doing this with a straight face. Like, what? I mean, you've got to be kidding me. This is a high school.
John, if you were that rich, there's no way you would have this little ego.
Yeah.
And like, plus, you would be like, plus, I want it to be the John Marks, and you'd have like 10
but
more
here's
names
the thing.
To it.
Here's the
John,
thing.
John, Elizabeth, you know.
I'd be too lazy to ever be that successful because I don't want to work that hard to be a billionaire. I would enjoy life too much,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't donate that. If I was a billionaire, I'd donate a lot of money. I'll never be a billionaire.
Well, I'm going to hit this lottery, Mega Millions, $502 million.
So are you the guy that only plays if it's $400 million or above?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Because if it's $300 million,
I got no shot.
It's not enough.
No.
Right. Only $400 million makes you spend $20, right?
Yep.
You're that guy.
Yep.
You and everybody else, right?
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
I'm in.
I want to know what people
somebody
think.
Somebody just hit.
They did?
Over here in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Is
that
right?
They just hit one for $400 and something million.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to the the lottery.
And when I hit it, you guys will never know. Because I'm coming back to work.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in the next day.
Yeah, just to let everybody know.
Yeah, I would finish out the, I would give my notice. I wouldn't just not show up anymore. I would love to say goodbye to you guys and everything.
Well, it'd be like Trey. Trey has about that much money.
I'm coming in every day.
Yeah, Trey didn't have that much money.
Trey, I don't think Trey needs the money from this. I mean, we've all seen how much Trey made in the NFL.
Well,
don't be counting on people's money.
Let's stop pocket watching in there, Ben. And don't ever say somebody don't need the money.
And as we learned, after the agent and the taxes and buying a house and living like you're playing in the NFL for a long time after you're done playing with the NFL, that money goes fast. I want to start off with this. We had the Eagles calls, and we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I want to also know what people think about this. The Abington-Schwartzman High School, after a dude that donated $25 million. So what would Temple cost? If you donate $500,000, it could be the... Whatever.
Nah, Temple, you got to probably donate some real.
Subway, Temple University, Eat Fresh.
Yeah, one of those buildings would be that.
Right?
Yeah.
No, not the building, the whole university.
Oh, well, you can't change the whole university.
Just change the whole Abington High School. It's been around longer than Temple.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, Abington's a longstanding.
Oh, okay.
That area, it's where I grew up, man.
Oh, damn, they're the ones who sold their souls. They gave the name up.
I can't believe that they would allow this. They voted last night to allow it. This is according to a report in the Daily News, by the way.
They gave the name up. Wasn't us.
Disgrace. Let me see what... I can't believe that they sold the name to the high school.
You would rather everybody be miserable, have like this old crappy 1980s desk, but at least it's named Abington High School.
So let me ask you a question. What does $1,200 a student get? Who's getting a laptop and some pencils? What's it getting? What does $1,200 get you?
It's not the 1970s.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What does $1,200 get you this day and age?
Like laptops?
They get you squat.
Are you saying they don't use pencils anymore?
Yeah, no. Do they have the old pencil sharpener on the wall?
They don't use pencils anymore?
No, the kids don't know how to write.
Right.
What are you talking about? 888-729-9494. Andy in Huntington Valley. Hi, Andy.
Hey. First off, I think it's great what he did for Abington. It's not the first time either. And if he wants to put his name on it, all the better. And people in Philadelphia should do it. Maybe we'd have the soda tax if some people stepped up and donated.
Boom.
All right. Well, how about you just don't have the soda tax and this guy gives $20 million without having his name on it? What does that sound, Andy? Are you?
Wait a minute. Andy.
I want to talk to you, but I can't.
Winter,
yeah,
man.
Where are you? Where are you?
Is he inside a pencil sharpener?
Brian in Jenkintown. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, man?
How are you?
What's up, B?
I'm just calling to touch on the Schwartzman thing. So when I was in high school, I guess I was about a junior, we built the stadium down there. And they had us kids going out selling like $30 customized bricks to raise money for the high school. And then Steven Schwartzman steps in and gives his big check and gets the name on the stadium. My thing is, he's worth like $11 billion. Him giving $20 million is like, you know, a drop in the bucket. And he wants to name the school after himself? He should have to pay for the whole renovation if he wants the name on the school.
Well, he may do that. Give him a chance. Yeah, here's my question. Why does he have to have his name on it? It's a high school.
I beats me, man. Why does he associate himself with our president? That's... Another question, but I won't.
Well, it's, you know, I don't care about that, and you know what? It's a great gesture, and I'm glad he's donated money before. It's not about that. It's, you know what it's about? It's about having a high school that's been around for a really long time. You just don't farm that and sell that. It's not for sale.
Well, obviously, it is for sale.
Yeah, you're right, Ike. You're right. It is for sale. Yep.
Everything's getting renamed, John.
Nope.
They rename my high school, I wouldn't care.
Kevin and Trenton. Kevin.
You're totally forgetting about Glassboro State.
What does that mean?
Rowan University. And that guy didn't ask for his name. Maybe this guy didn't ask for his name. The board decided to give him
Rowan,
the name.
Rowan's a dude?
Yeah, Rowan's a dude. He owes Rowan Engineering. He gave $100 million to Glassboro State. Glassboro's board said, well, hell, you gave us $100 million. Let's name the school after him. And he didn't ask for it at all.
Henry Rowan and his wife, Betty.
How about that?
How about that? You know any Bettys? Betty used to be an...
Yeah, that's a older name.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's our mother's generation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Betty White.
Yeah,
I think
Betty
the first
White.
One I think about.
Yeah, Betty Crocker. Yeah.
Good. Oh, Betty Crocker.
Yeah.
Well, good information, man.
I like that, Kev. Rowan, that's right in my area, man.
And yeah, that was in...
Maybe he didn't ask for the name change. Maybe the board decided, hey, $25 million is a lot of money.
Right.
Do something good.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, there you go.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, attached to his name. Names change, man. How many times has names changed on stadiums?
Right, but that's...
I mean, how many names? That's the same damn building that's been there since I got here in 1998. That building is right across from the Link now. Link wasn't there at first. What is it called? The Wells Fargo Center now?
Core States.
What is it, the fifth name it's on?
FU.
Yeah, exactly.
Wachovia. And I'd like to say that the stadium's financed by Jeffrey Lurie, but we all know the taxpayers also chipped in for that. But mm-hmm. part of the arrangement is they're able to sell the naming rights for it. Listen, it's great that the dude donated money
mm-hmm.
for the school because they're renovated, making a new school or whatever, building a school or whatever. But you really need to, I mean, you're really that much of an egomaniac that you need to have the school named after you? Why would you want that?
Did he say it's worth $11
billion? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a maniac.
Yeah,
he's an egomaniac. Yeah. Of course he is.
He is. Mark in Southwest Philly. Hi, Mark.
$7 million.
Mark wants to talk Eagles. What's up, buddy?
Okay.
What's going on, guys? It's the Green Ghost. Let's talk Eagles, baby.
What's up?
Y'all ready to be upset?
Uh-oh. What are you going to be upset about?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First things first, I want to touch on two things. The first thing I want to touch on this is that Nick Foles should have the keys to the city next year. You got to give him his last year on contract. You got to let him play it out, start the whole 16 games without worrying about looking over his shoulder. I think he deserves it. And you follow the Sixers blueprint by letting your young star heal all the way. We don't want an RG3 situation, man. You know what I mean? How you
this
feel about that?
Mark, this, not a, yeah. this ain't RG3.
Yeah, and I disagree with you on both accounts. First of all, you know, Nick earned his paycheck last year as the backup to Carson Wentz. He came in and played a portion of the season, just so happened to be the most important portion of the season that resulted in us winning the Super Bowl. Also resulted in him winning a Super Bowl MVP. But he was paid about $7 million for 5 games worth of work.
Yeah, but how much did the Eagles' money rise in the city? You know how much money was risk? I mean, I'm an Eagle fan, but may I bleed green to the death. But I'm just saying, all he did, he rose up. Let's not act like the Eagles didn't benefit big time off of what he did. So you're not going to tell me that Nick Foles earned his check. He earned a little more than his check, baby.
Well, listen, he earned a free meal and drinks for the rest of his life, I'm assuming, around here for winning the Super Bowl. But A, he wasn't the only one who won the Super Bowl. And B,
no.
He wouldn't have been in that position had it not been for Carson Wentz.
And that's my second point I wanted to make.
Yeah.
I love Carson Wentz to death. I really just want to see him healthy all the way. Okay, but my second point before I go
mm-hmm.
is, okay, you know Carson Wentz led the league when he was playing in touchdowns, right?
Yep.
But he didn't lead the league in yards. You know why?
Why?
Because on numerous occasions, Carson Wentz was given a short football field, just like Nick Foles was. And like you said, it was a team game. Our defense, the total team, Dougie's coach and our defense is what allowed us to win that Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So I'm a big time on Carson Wentz. But let's not just act like we know that Carson Wentz would have won us that Super Bowl.
Oh, we do.
Because if that's the case,
we do, Mark. Yeah, we do.
He went against, I love him, but he went, you don't know if he would have went blow for blow with Tom Brady the way Nick Foles did. As a veteran.
Yeah, I do.
He didn't go blow for blow with Russell Wilson. No disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
But every quarterback has a learning curve.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is a young guy.
And Nick Foles didn't go blow for blow with Derek Carr.
With Drew Brees. No, Nick Foles didn't go blow for blow with Drew Brees against the Saints when he went to the playoffs.
Right.
So Nick Foles was ready this time around. Who's to say that this wouldn't have been Carson Wentz's chance to learn a hard lesson from Tom Brady? You know what I mean?
And that's fair.
I'm an Eagle fan.
That's fair.
I'm just saying, as a young quarterback, that's all I'm saying.
I'm with you. But when you got one of the five best in the game, you don't play around with it. I'm a Nicky Six fan. I don't know if there's anyone bigger than I. Supports Nick Foles,
mm-hmm.
but we got a top five quarterback at our disposal. And we're going to let the Bronco be a Bronco real quick.
Yeah, I'm...
Stop trying to tame Carson Wentz. Doug, I know you had to say what you had to say because, quite frankly, It's the PC thing to say. What are you going to say as the head coach? No, I'm going to let him play the way he wants to play, and we'll just live with the results. Now, that opens you up to be criticized for not really trying to coach him. When in reality, when you have a great player, you got to let the great player be the great player. And you know what? I'll take the results, whatever they are, because I know the reward is greater than the risk, because this kid is a highlight reel waiting to happen every time the ball is snapped.
Indeed.
And here's the thing. Do I expect him to be reckless running the football? No, I don't. But I want him to run the football. I want him to use what makes him special, which is his legs, his ability to extend plays, his ability to throw the ball on the run and contort his body without having to plant his feet. He can throw the ball from all types of awkward angles, spinning. That's what he does. Let the Bronco be a Bronco. Let him buck. Let him buck. Don't give me this, stay in the pocket, be a pocket. He's not a pocket quarterback.
It's not the pocket, though.
Yeah.
It's lowering your shoulder and trying to run over a linebacker at the goal line.
Can't do that. I agree with you on that.
I'll say this. I thought he did a pretty good job of protecting himself last year.
In that Rams situation, I don't fault him.
He's going for a touchdown,
man. He's playing football.
You're right.
He's playing football, baby.
You're right.
When John Elway went for that first down and they helicoptered him in the Super Bowl, remember that? That iconic play where against the Green Bay.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
That was number two.
Yeah. No, that was the first one.
Was that the first one?
Yep, that was the first one against Green Bay.
Mm.
Yeah, that didn't look very good.
No.
You know?
He got up.
But he got the first down. He got up.
He got up.
They won a Super Bowl.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.